beyond. It's Key Radio.
Hi, this is Patricia with Create Your Fate with Path 58. I come to you tonight on Keen Radio with a master's degree in education and 47 years as a psychic reader. How are you all doing out there tonight in Radio Land? Today is April 22nd, 2019. It is approximately 5:30 p.m. here on the West Coast. Happy day after Easter. I hope you guys are all recovering from a sugar coma. I hope you also had a great time with your family and friends. Welcome to all of you. I desire for all of you to be here. Are you ready to receive a free reading tonight? Well, if you are, call 657-383-0802 to get yours now. If any of you have a social media account such as Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, please go to these sites now and like Keen's pages. Now a word from our sponsor. Keen.com is the leading site for psychic readings, spiritual guidance, inspiration, and empowerment. Advisors on Keen are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. To give you the answers you need regarding love, career, relationships, or anything you desire to learn about your life and your world. Get a personalized reading today and change your life. Call 1-800-ASK-KEEN. I can be reached at extension 048-19206. If you can't find me that way, all you have to do is click on the little magnifying glass like symbol on the site and type in the word PAT58 and I should come up. I'm generally on the air or online, excuse me, every day between 3:30 and 10:30 at night. If I'm not online, I invite you to send me an email and I will answer you when I get back online. On tomorrow, I will be online in the morning and then I'll be working in the afternoon. I'll be online in the morning. Probably starting around 9 a.m. California time, and I will be online in the afternoon. So, if Keen has gone mobile, you can download the Keen app on your smartphone. Furthermore, to receive exclusive offers via text, text the word Keen to 40506. If you'd like to talk to me tonight on the show, I invite you to call 657-383-0802 and get a free reading tonight on the show. So I'm going to begin a series tonight about spiritual gifting. And I'm just going to give you a short little blurb about what spiritual giftings are, and then I'm going to jump right into free readings because I have quite a few callers in line and I want to make sure that I get to all of you. So have you ever wondered what your spiritual giftings are? And are you unhappy with your current job? Are you unhappy with what you do in life? Well, spiritual gifts are talents that are supposed to give us better lives. They're talents that God has given us. For those of you who do not know, I believe in God, and I talk about God here on the show. If you believe in something else, that's great. You're still welcome, and I'm with you on that. I believe in a higher power. I call mine God. So these gifts are supposed to give us a better life for ourselves, for others, and for God. God has given us these talents because he wants us to use them to make our lives better, the people around us, their lives better, and he wants us to use them to know so we can teach people about him as well. So because when we use our talents and we are working in our talent circle, like within our talent, we excel and we look good, and then that's what attracts people to us. And then they wonder, well, how did you know what you wanted to do? And you can start by saying, well, I prayed about it and this is what came to me. because one of his spiritual gifts, or what is known as a spiritual gift, is okay. So prayer is a spiritual gift. So if you are a person who likes to pray, you can possibly take that gifting. And I'm not saying you go become a prayer person at your job. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is to pray, you have to do what? You have to sit still and you have to be quiet, right? So you may work well in a quiet place, okay? You also may work well in a job that requires a lot of listening, not so much speaking to others, but you're more or less listening, people are pouring into you, and then you pour out to them, okay? Because that's what prayer is about too, because when we pray, we are talking to God, but we're also listening to Him. We're listening to that higher power for that answer from that higher power, okay? Another spiritual gifting is being of service, okay? So being of service means that you help other people. You like to make other people feel good. So gifts, acts of, or jobs of service would be a doctor, would be a nurse, would be somebody who likes to wait tables, somebody who likes to take care of the elderly or take care of the disabled. My son, he always feels better when he helps people. He told me when he was little, he was about 6 years old, he said, "Mommy, it makes me feel like a doctor because I'm making people feel better." You know, bless his heart. Another spiritual gifting is, working with other people, you know, working around other people, you know, working at a large office where there's lots of people and you're talking to people. That's another spiritual gift. Those are just some examples. And I invite you to do some thinking about that and praying about that and asking God to show you what your spiritual gift is. Now, my spiritual gift is discernment. I fall short on that sometimes. My other spiritual gift is my psychic ability, and I love to use that to help other people and help them have a good life. And I channel through God, and He helps me to help you. Another spiritual gift I have is being honest. I'm very honest with people, and sometimes that gets me in trouble. Another spiritual gift is forgiveness. You know, I'm a very forgiving person. Now, it doesn't mean I want you to walk all over me, but it means that if you mess up, I have compassion and I understand where you're coming from. I'm very understanding and very, very empathetic, very compassionate. Another spiritual gift I have is I don't give up. I persevere. As some of you may know, I have cerebral palsy, and in spite of my cerebral palsy, I don't let that get me down. I have a master's degree. I have a child. I drive. I take care of my household. You know, I do the radio show. I write the script. I put it all together. I work well with other people in my community at my church that I go to. I run and facilitate a group there. I like to help people, too. You can have more than one spiritual gift. I invite you again to explore that spiritual gifting and use that spiritual gifting in your life. It will help you feel better. It will help you connect to that higher power. I discovered that I had a spiritual gifting of being a psychic when I was at a really young age, and it started when I was about 3 years old. I started in special ed at three. It was before they did the mainstreaming, and they decided because I couldn't walk because I was orthopedically challenged and I needed to walk with a walker, that I belonged in special ed classes. And so what they did was they gave us Helen Grace candies to sell. So, you know, there I was at 3 years old going door to door with my mother in this, you know, little stroller, blonde hair, blue eyes, smiling, friendly, I've always been a really friendly person. And I was selling candy door to door, and this one man, you know, he bought a box of candy, and I accidentally touched his hand, and I looked at my mom, and I said, "Mommy, he's sick." And the man teared up, and he told my mom that I was right, that he had cancer. So, you know, that's how, when I say in my listing that I have a gift of 47 years, that's where it came from. And my mom and my dad, both, they helped me develop that spiritual gift. My mom used to write pictures on paper, and she used to have me guess what they were. And then she had me take classes to get in touch with my intuition. And then what happened was, I started working with a medium in my area, and I worked with her for 10 years. And she taught me how to give readings, and I used to give readings for family and friends. And then what happened was I decided that I wanted to become a special ed teacher. And I used my psychic ability with my special ed kids, because with special ed, you can teach to the whole class, but you also have to teach to the individual, because you have to remember that they're limited, they're limited, but they're also capable, and you have to embrace those limits, but you also have to open the door for those capabilities. So with my psychic ability, I was able to tune into that student within 3 seconds, and I could figure out what they needed. Well, then something happened to where my husband and I both lost our jobs, and I needed another job, and along comes Keen, and I was so excited I found Keen. And what happened was, you know, the rest is history. Here I am, and I learned how to work on Keen, and I do it, you know, every day, and I don't give up. And I'm very, very honest with my clients. As long as you're honest with me and I'm honest with you, things should manifest the way I see them. But you have to be honest with me. I'm not judgmental. I'm very, very caring, a very caring person. I love, love, love my clients. And I love people. I really, really do. And I'm just very grateful. You know, over the weekend, I spent time with my family. And as some of you may know, my mom and dad have been divorced for over 25 years. And we got to sit down, all of us together at dinner, and I got to see my mom and dad interact. And I realized something. Things will never be the way they were. They'll never get back together. But there's a new normal in that they can be together in the same room. And they can talk to each other, and they can laugh with each other, and they can share memories with each other, and they can be civil with each other. And my mom served my dad, and my dad talked to my mother and complimented her, and they went down memory lane, and they can forgive each other. That's an example of forgiveness, to where they didn't bring up the past, they didn't talk about their mistakes, but they stayed in the present. And to be a witness to that, and that to be able to be forgiving, that's also a spiritual gift. But I'm happy for myself and my family, my husband and my son and I, that we have brought them together, and we have walked alongside them. That's another spiritual gift, where you're able to walk alongside somebody and facilitate them and help them. So I invite you to look at your spiritual gifting, and I'm going to be talking more about it over the next couple of weeks, and I'm going to be talking about how to use it and how to better your life. And I'm so, so excited tonight to take these calls. So here we are, and I invite you to share about spiritual gifting. And thank you, before I start taking calls, for being on the show. Here we go. And I want you to tell me your name and where you're from. Here we go, clicking right now.
I couldn't find myself.
Hi, my name is Patricia. You're live on the air. Your name?
No, it really isn't. So,
oh. Anyway. No answer. Okay, next call. Hi,
hello?
My name is Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi. Hi, Bridget. My name's Sharon.
Hi,
I'm
your
from
name?
Ohio. Sharon.
You said your name's Sharon?
I sure did. Yes.
Hi, Sharon. How can I help you? And what did you get out of the show so far? What is your spiritual gifting?
I like working with a lot of people. I like teaching people.
Because why? You find it rewarding or?
I do. I find it very rewarding. It helps people. I like teaching. And I do like working with other people, working as a team, helping each other, helping everyone, not just me helping, everyone helping.
Well, good for you. Good for you. I'm glad you have gotten in touch with your spiritual gifting. So how can I help you, Sharon?
My question to you this evening is I've been talking to this man named Alfred, and I want to know if you see there's any potential with it, where it's going to go.
Let me see. Okay. Alfred, just think about Alfred. I put 10 cards out because it gives me a full picture.
Okay.
There is a lot of potential here. As you just said, it's a new relationship. I get the Seven of Swords here too, which means in some ways he's been watching you. Don't take that in a creepy way, okay? Honestly, it does have potential to go to a really positive place. It says that you need to, there might be some, like, you might have get your wires crossed a little bit in communication, but for that not to happen, you have to be very, you have to be at a standstill with him. So you have to say something and then let it process, and then he'll come back to you. That's what
okay.
I feel. Okay. It does say, too, I get judgment, which means that he looks at you as, an improvement in his life. It feels like he's been through a lot of hardship. Feels like he was in a marriage without any real love, kind of lost faith. So, you know, he's uncertain, but he's hoping for good things between the two of you.
Okay, he did tell me a little bit about it. Yeah, okay.
Thank you. So what else would you like to know? We have time for one more question.
Yep, I know. One more question. There is a man at work. His initials B. He's got dark hair, a little shorter than me. Is he ever going to stop being so snobby towards me? He's the big boss. I don't care if he's God. He has no right to act that way. And forgive me, God, for saying that. That was the wrong, comparison. I don't care if
he's very arrogant.
That.
Oh, my gosh. The door is not big enough for him to fit through. Oof.
I don't know why. He's like short. I don't know.
He's arrogant. No, I mean arrogant in his head, like mentally. He's arrogant. He acts like he owns the room. He's just, his ego is so in the way, is what
That's
I see.
What
he will act better towards you. The cards are saying your best course of action is to keep your distance from him.
Okay? That's what I
So in other words, the only reason you would talk to him, like, is if you have something important to tell him. I do see things changing and you guys coming together, and it feels like this is brought on by other people. Now, when you do get to know him and when he does come back towards you, a way to make peace with him is to, let him do most of the talking. The other thing is to find common ground between the two of you.
Okay. I know I don't kiss his feet. No, I can't do that. Okay, find common ground.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you. That was awesome. Okay, time for our next caller. Hi, this is Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi, Pat. It's Andrea.
Hey, Andrea. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm well, sweetie. How can I help you?
Well, I was wondering, what is keeping Alan from calling me? He hasn't returned any of my texts.
Do you want to tell people why you call me, Andrea?
I call Pat because she's honest and she's very accurate.
Thank you. I don't know
Thank
Andrea.
You.
Okay. I only know her from Keene. And that's it. Okay. So the cards are saying that I get 2 tens. So as you know, I do numerology. The cards are saying that he's going through a lot of changes, and that's really, really hard for him. And I feel these changes have been going on for a long time. And I feel like they really hit him back here, like last August, July, August of last year. Okay? So that's why he has gone into hiding. He's also having trouble with work. It feels like he's very disappointed in the work he does. So he doesn't feel like he has anything positive or anything good emotionally to tell you. He's in a really funky place. He gets depressed.
Yeah, and that's been going on for quite a while. That's what is upsetting to me.
Yeah, well, it's coming up on almost a year. The cards are saying.
So when are things going to get better for him? When are things going to change? I worry more about him than I worry about myself.
Well, that's okay. That means you're empathic. It says it may.
In May, that's soon.
Yeah.
And then he'll reach out eventually, hopefully.
Well, we can look at that on Keene, my dear, because I have people waiting in line. Okay?
Okay, Patricia, thank you so much, and please keep me on.
I will, love. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, time for our next caller. Here I am. Hi, this is Patricia. You're live on the air.
Oh, hey, Patricia. How you doing? My name is Tim, calling from New York.
Hey, Tim. What's going on?
Nothing much. I was just calling to see if there's any tips or message from Spirit. I'm trying to meditate every day and bring in some abundance, new job, new career situation. Any tips? Greatly appreciate it.
So did you get anything out of the little message I gave tonight?
Yes, indeed, I did. I'm definitely going to go back and listen to it when my kids sleep, but yes, indeed.
So would you like to share with me what you heard before you go back and listen so everyone else can hear what you have to say? Because it's about helping other people, too.
Well, sure, yes. I think when you spoke of one of the gifts, I didn't think of it as a spiritual gift, but I'm just very good checking on people and trying to help them along in this journey called life. I'm just that person that you would call on when you need a favor, a friend, or to talk to. I think of people I haven't seen, family members, and just call them randomly and try to reach out, try to keep bonds, and I think it just makes life a little bit easier when you have people checking on you and you know they care.
Right. So would you agree with me when I said that's called compassion?
Yes, definitely. It's compassion, empathy. I've always had it since a kid.
Good for you. Good for you. And good for you that you take the time to check on people. I bet that makes them feel better and you feel better as well.
Indeed.
Okay, sweetie. So the message I have for you here, you have to keep having faith. The cards are saying you can't give up hope. People around you do love you. I get lots of love cards. You are loved. The negative that I see is there may be bad news coming regarding one of your children at school.
That's not good. I only have I have a foster son that I'm trying to adopt. He's 8 and he is a handful. So I'm trying to get him disability and be able to use his words as opposed to selling things and cursing and all these other things.
Right. He's having trouble expressing his feelings.
Yes, he is. And I'm going to tell him to try and use his words, but of late it's been bad.
Well, one of the things to do is because I used to teach and we special ed and we used to use Boys Town. You might want to Google it, but we did a lot of role playing.
Google it.
Yeah, Boys Town, and you in a way to teach somebody to express themselves is you do a lot of role playing. Like, so you pretend you take yourself and somebody else, and you pretend like you're his age, and then you talk about your feelings. And even though he's little, he'll pick up on it.
Okay, you said Boys Town.
Yeah, Boys Town.
Okay, I'll get on it immediately.
Say it again?
I said, okay, I'll get on it immediately, Boys Town. Gotcha.
The other thing you can do is you can use a stuffed animal, and you can, you can talk to that stuffed animal and pretend like the stuffed animal's sad, and then he can talk to you like if he's sad.
Okay.
Because that's called modeling, and that will help him to model and learn.
So I'm talking to the stuffed animal, like the stuffed animal's him, and I'm giving the stuffed animal advice?
Yes. Or no, the stuffed animal's him, and he's like, Daddy, I'm sad. I want to throw things, or instead of throwing things.
Oh,
make
okay.
Sense?
I gotcha. Yes, it makes perfect sense.
And then the other thing too is like when he acts out, like make sure you have a timeout chair in your house that he can go and sit down and think about things. And then when he does do what you want, you make sure you give him a reward.
Gotcha. Boys Town, modeling, rewards. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
And then
so
like
really
a timeout chair.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for
Thanks
calling.
Appreciate it. You got it.
Take care. Well, we have run out of time, and I appreciate all of you listening tonight. I am logging soon back on to Keen. I invite you to call in for a reading with me on Keen. I'm at extension 048-19206. I'm very generous with my minutes as well. So I invite you to call in for a reading. Pay for your reading. I will send you minutes. I run a daily special as well. Thank you for letting me be of service. It was an awesome show. I will be back next week for another episode of Create Your Fate with Pat 58. Have a good night, and I will talk to you soon.